Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Procol Harum bringing us back. That's called A Lighter Shade of Pale. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won 5 international awards so far. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. NAM.org is the website. You can find there Manufacturers Outlook Survey, fourth quarter there at NAM.com. Chad, thanks again for being here. So one of the things you and I've talked about over the last couple of 3 years has been the de facto trade war that's been going on between the United States and China. A little bit of one between our neighbors with the transition from NAFTA to USMCA. But the big daddy in all this was the trade negotiations. That's what I've been calling it. I've been calling it a trade negotiation, not a trade war, because I've been getting your report. I've been getting small businesses' reports. I've been getting reports from the farmers. And all three of those, I mean, you've reported on this show that notwithstanding the hyperbole and the drama of the media, manufacturers, along with farmers, along with small businesses, have not been harmed that badly, not to the war level, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, certainly there have been impacts. I mean, let's just be blunt there. I do think much of the slowing global economy we talked about in the first segment and those trade uncertainties, those have had a pretty significant impact.
Yeah.
With that said, manufacturers are still positive in their outlook. Even where farmers have been hit, and farming has been hit pretty hard in the Midwest, you still, when you talk to many of those farmers, I think many of them would tell you, and manufacturers the same, that they commend the president for standing up to China and trying to get a good deal.
Well, their response
is
that
process isn't done yet. Obviously, it's just a phase one on Wednesday.
Well, their responses were not that it wasn't hurting us; it's that we believe in the effort that's being made to make things right. Whenever someone's giving you medicine, if you believe that medicine is going to make you feel better than you are, if the medicine doesn't taste good, you're going to take it. And I think that's what the manufacturing and the farmers and the small business sector have done. And the Wall Street Journal had an article in the last couple of days, Chad, and the title of the article let me get it up here. Trade war with China took toll on U.S., but not a big one. Economic data shows limited damage from tariffs, though it might take years to see full impact. Now, that's the caveat on that. What do you think? Do you agree
with
that?
Still, as I noted, we're still growing. Keep in mind that trade, as important as export is to manufacturing, trade is a smaller part of overall GDP, right? The bigger thing is that the consumer has continued to hold up, right? They're still going out and spending. Government is still going out of spending. You can look at that however you want. The bigger challenge, I think, for me on the trade side is that all of this uncertainty has caused business investment to dry up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as I hinted in the first segment, I do expect business spending to pick up now that we're kind of beyond some of those uncertainties.
We've got a USMCA signed. They're about to sign the phase one of China. One thing I'd like to point out here on the show, Chad, and I'd like for you to speak to this. We need to put in perspective the fact that China, if my numbers are correct, Chad, China is barely more than a third the size, the trade we do with China is barely more than a third of what we do with our neighbors to the north and the south, to Canada and Mexico. What do you think?
That is correct. We sell more to Canada and Mexico than the next top 11 trading partners combined.
Yeah.
So that would include China, Japan, the UK, Germany, et cetera.
Yeah. So USMCA
this is why USMCA was such a big deal.
Because you like your constituents, your members like the USMCA as it's signed now?
They definitely do. I mean, I think they definitely like it more than if we had walked away from NAFTA. And I think preserving that supply chain was something that was key, I think, for manufacturers to be able to have that certainty. Remember, there was a fear for a while there that the president would walk away from NAFTA. Last spring and summer, there also was talk from the administration of closing the Mexican border or tariffing the Mexican border. Mm-hmm. I think that sent some shockwaves throughout the business community. Fortunately, that didn't happen. USMCA has been signed, we can move forward.
How much do you think, you know, warts and all, this president stands up for America? I think we can say that. How much do you think that your sector likes that and it gives them more confidence for investing going forward? What do you think? That's not a political statement.
I think that's why businesses and farmers have really stood by the president because they recognize that he's trying, right? Manufacturers have been complaining about China for a couple decades, right? And so he's taking that move. And so they've given him a long leash to be able to go out and pursue those negotiations.
I think so. And the proof is now in the pudding, isn't it? We're going to have to make something out of this phase one. How much we can defend this thing, and there seem to be triggers. There seem to be what they call slapback triggers that if they don't perform, China, we can do something about it. So we're going to talk about what's going to happen going forward with our good friend Chad Moutray. He's got his crystal ball. He'll share it with us after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.